we have been frozen out. We have no information. Her guardians are not even getting the information that they are supposed to get. We don't know if the child was taken to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The last update that we got is that she had vomited 2 or 3 times, but she was still at the institution. We have been trying to figure out since Saturday night the status of this child, and nobody, we can't get any status. And this is why when we are talking about the ways in which the government industrial school operates outside of the Constitution of Barbados, this is a prime example. Because here it is that you have an attorney at law who has been properly retained, who is trying to make contact with a client and is being denied. That cannot even happen in the adult prison of Barbados.